When we posted a story this week about the class action suit against McDonald's, which claims that many employees of the fast food giant's franchises are sometimes forced to work while off the clock, must pay for uniforms, and don't receive overtime pay, a comment posted on the story asked, why not just work someplace else? It's a common question, but those who ask it clearly don't get the point. In Florida, there is no Department of Labor. It was abolished more than a decade ago by former Governor Jeb Bush. So the regulation of practices such as wage theft, which is what the class action suit says McDonald's is guilty of, is lax. And rather than take action to ensure that businesses are prevented from practicing unscrupulous labor practices, Florida's State House is trying to pass a bill that preempts local governments from doing so. They don't want employees to be able to seek assistance from cities or counties when they're being told they can't stay on the clock but can't leave work either. It's not just McDonald's either. Wage theft is big business, which is why the Florida Retail Federation is backing the state's efforts to block regulation of wage theft. What does the state want to have happen when employees have wage theft complaints? It'd like to see those complaints handled by the Nonprofit Legal Aid Society, a service that's funded in part by local, state, and federal governments. So rather than forcing businesses to have to pay administrative fees when they have to go to court to answer wage theft complaints, you'll get to pay for the Legal Aid Society to mediate those problems. Sounds unfair, right? Well, let's go back to the original question then. Why not just live someplace else?